Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Thank you so much for joining me today for this episode in our Consistency 365 series. I need you to do me a favor. If you have not listened to episode 1091, please go do that. It was an episode that has received a ton of feedback on the picture that it paints of the cost of inconsistency. And I really want you to listen to that whole episode, episode 1091, but I want to talk today really quickly about something I didn't mention in this episode that is very valuable in our pursuit of consistency. Just to recap, but please do listen to the full episode, I was talking about this visual example of consistency and long-term payoff versus short-term reward. And I posed the question, if I offered you one of two options, which would you choose? The first option is I'm going to give you $100 a day for a month. Or the second option, I'm going to start you with one penny, but double your money every day for a month. Which would you choose? And if we compare, you know, obviously on day one, you'd have $100. If you choose $100 a day, you'd have a penny on day one if you chose the other option. If you look at day seven, if you chose the penny, you'd only have 64 cents compared to you'd have $700 if you took $100 a day. Even if we look halfway through, 2 weeks out, you could have $1,400 if you were doing $100 a day or $81.92, less than $100 at 2 weeks if you were choosing, I'll double your money every day, but we're starting at a penny. Now, the point gets more powerful when you realize that if you chose $100 a day, you have $3,100 at the end of a month. If you chose to double your money every day starting at a penny, even though at the 2 week point you only have $81.92, at the 31 day mark, you have $10,737,418.24. Now, the way that I carry that on is to say, all right, obviously doubling your money every day starting at a penny really pays off after 31 days, but what happens if instead of doubling your money every day, I double your money every other day? Doubling your money every day starting at a penny gives you $10,737,000. But if we double it every other day, what are we looking at? $163.84. Big difference between being consistent and being inconsistent. Now, go listen to 1091, but what I wanted to point out today is that this really shines a light on the desire for fast results and how that's the sexy thing. People love to see these rapid result stories and these fast transformations. And, you know, where I'm at in my life right now, postpartum, you see people who 3 months after having their baby, they're taking swimsuit pictures and they look like they were never pregnant. And that is such an attractive story that so many people are drawn to as, wow, we put it on a pedestal so fast. But how transformation usually happens is slow and not sexy at all. But the payoff is big when you stay in the game and you don't give up. I think about, I have multiple businesses, right? And in one of them, I work with other people, whereas Primal Potential, I build that on my own. Well, one of the big struggles that people have is they think that consistency is doing something a few days a week. And like, I'm still in it. I'm consistent. No, dude, you got to do it every day. The trade-off for doing it every once in a while, three times a week, four times a week, is not there. Some things require that we're in the game daily. Things like nutrition require that we're in the game daily. Building a business, you got to be in the game daily, especially when you're starting out. It doesn't pay off to be inconsistent and call it kind of consistent. No, there's no such thing as kind of consistent. I think about it a lot like if you are saving money in a savings account. I mean, it sounds good, right? You're saving money, it's in a savings account, but really, you're actually losing money because inflation is increasing faster than any interest that you are accruing on that savings account. So your money is losing power every day in a savings account. It's not as sexy as you think it is to get these rapid results, because where the real payoff is when you do the slow, small, not sexy things, but you do them every single day. And you cannot argue that twice a week or three times a week or some of the time is the same thing as being consistent. Because while, yeah, that might work for some things like, I don't know, watering your plants, you can do it a few times a week. Even weight training, you can do it a few times a week. But there are some areas of life where you have to be in the game every single day to see the payoff. Keep that in mind as you go through today and you notice that tendency to make excuses and talk yourself out of consistency. Do not lie to yourself about what consistency is, and do not continue to be attracted by these rapid transformation, fast results kinds of things, because honestly, the game tends to be, in reality, slow and steady wins the race. We'll see you tomorrow.